1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen will be back on the stand at the former president's hush money trial in New York today, this time for cross-examination. CBS's Graham Cates.
When it's the defense's turn, you can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath.
The Biden administration hits back at China for what it calls unfair trade practices. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
President Biden today is announcing new tariffs on $18 billion worth of Chinese-made products like electrical vehicles, semiconductors, batteries, steel, and aluminum.
A tornado blamed for the death of a woman near Baton Rouge when a tree fell on her mobile home. Henderson Mayor Sherbin Collette.
I knew the weather was coming. I watched it all day long. And man, all of a sudden we started hearing the blowing and whistling. We couldn't open the doors. It was impossible.
A twister in Branson, Missouri sent golfers running for cover. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state senators vote today to override as many as 36 of Governor Evers' vetoes, including a bill to fight PFAS pollution. At the same time, Evers is countersuing the Republican-controlled legislature to release $50 million for a new school literacy program. Each side is accusing the other of obstruction. Liberal justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court sound inclined to reopen unstaffed absentee ballot drop boxes. During oral arguments yesterday, Rebecca Dallet said there's nothing in the law banning drop boxes.
We operate in the law with a general concept. When the legislature writes a statute, that things are permitted unless they're forbidden.
The race for president in Wisconsin is expected to be close. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you live in Wisconsin Rapids, you have the option to participate in No Mow May. However, people living in the town of Grand Rapids and the village of Port Edwards need to have their lawns and vacant lots in compliance with their municipality's ordinances regarding lawn care. Neither are participating in the No Mow May initiative. In Port Edwards, a reminder was issued for weed control and rank growth. People in the village need to be in compliance in both their occupied and vacant lots by Wednesday, May 15th. The McMillan Library Board of Trustees will meet tomorrow at 5 p.m., They'll hear reports from each committee, including the Finance Committee and the Building and Grounds Committee. They'll also be going over the 2024 facility updates. If you're interested in what's happening with the solar panels on the roof, you may want to attend this meeting at 5 p.m. tomorrow in the McCourt Room. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Behind the mic, you got your host, James. I am joined by your head of news and co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And, of course, best listeners in radio, thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope your Tuesday's treating you good. We're going to kick things off talking a little Mother Nature with our good friend, Brittany Marlowe. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good over here. How are you doing over there, Melissa?
Oh, I'm great. Sun is shining. It's a little cloudy, but otherwise,
still,
great.
Yeah, still got a little bit of that fog out there. Or not fog, but the haze, or however you'd want to word it. Yeah. Is that still from Canada there, Brittany?
Yes, it is. It's still some of that wildfire smoke from Canada lingering here this morning. But I think today, with winds out of the northeast still continuing, it should push that out of here, hopefully. Oh, it's so annoying. I don't like that stuff. I didn't like it last year. I don't like it now. Yeah. But we are looking at some sunny skies today, beautiful, and just highs in the upper 60s. Not much going on besides a little of that haze.
Pretty. We don't get very boring weather, or you know, when there's not much to talk about weather here in Wisconsin. So we'll take it. You know, we'll take it.
rarity.
It does. It doesn't seem like it might be a rarity going forward these summers or these springs like this. This, you know, like you mentioned there, Brittany, we had this last year. Having it this year, got to wonder if we're going to be having to get used to this going forward.
Right. Mm. I know. Mm. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Those troublesome Canadians. I'm telling you. You know, they just always. Causing, I tell you, no.
I wonder what the heck are they doing.
We're gonna road trip. Three of us road trip.
Go.
Yep,
it's about time.
Brittany, appreciate you. Have a great morning.
You too. Thank you.
See you, Brittany.
I don't know how I got lucky enough to have so many people put up with me like you guys do. Appreciate you, Britt. Appreciate
they pay us, James.
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's what it is. Oh, that's my parents tried that. Didn't work. We got a good show lined up for you, everybody. We're going to get into the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club a little bit later. Looking forward to that. A senior prank that I gotta tip my hat to. Yeah, I think a good senior prank.
Okay.
It's a
senior
fun one.
Prank. Good.
What's the worst time to drive on for Memorial Day? We will have that answer for you. We are also going to be, to all ankle sock lovers out there, we've got some news for you. I don't know if you're going to like it.
Ankle socks.
We'll see. Employees are using AI for something that we're going to get into. We got a couple of That Ain't Right stories, Melissa, that we have to make the time for today. One involving a politician and another involving online registry. That is quite interesting. All that coming up. 9 o'clock hour is going to kick off with our great friend Connie Henke. Connie's going to join us from the Alexander House.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was looking forward to that.
We're going to talk a little bit about the great event that they have coming up. Looking forward to talking with Connie again. It's been a little while since she's been able to join us. So that'll be fun. Get into some entertainment news as well. And part of that entertainment news, first, Judge Judy's going to show up, and that's always good.
love Judge Judy.
Yeah, she's great. I want to get into this with you, Melissa, and maybe we'll talk about this with some more people, because there are a lot of people blocking and abandoning celebrities on social media. And it's a really, I think it's kind of a cool trend. I think it's kind of a cool thing that they're doing. We'll find out the reasoning behind it and all that. That's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, as well as I want to get into with you, Melissa, America's most misunderstood sayings.
Okay.
Yeah. That should be interesting.
It should be.
We kick our show off, though, talking about some of our great seniors out there and a couple of great stories coming to us from UPI.com. Encourage you to check them out. UPI.com doing some great reporting over there. A Texas man reclaimed his Guinness World Records title by going skydiving at the age of 106.
Oofta.
Yeah. I should say 106 and 327 days old.
Wow.
Alfred Al Blatsky originally earned the title of the oldest person to tandem skydive when he jumped out of a plane at the age of 103 in 2020. But his record was broken by a Swedish woman, Rut Linnea Lagar Larsson, who was 103 years old and 259 days when she went skydiving.
She saw that and like, I can top that.
Yeah. A side note to all of our friends over there in Sweden, we say good morning to you.
Good afternoon.
Yes, probably more correct. Good afternoon. Please let me know how badly I got that name wrong. Please. We want to know how to say it properly. If you think you can't, you're just underestimating yourself. Everyone is more capable than they think. They just need to make the decision to try, Blatsky told the Guinness World Records.
Nice.
So good for him. Yeah, that's a cool story. Good on him for doing that. I think that's pretty cool.
You know, and I have to, while we're on the topic, our very own Lisa Hale, who covers our news, in another part of the state. She's over near, I believe she's near Green Bay. She just did a web story on Freedom Free Fall offers veterans free tandem skydives.
Wow.
So a military veterans can skydive for free. So head over to civicmedia.us for the whole story.
Yeah, be sure to check that out, everybody. There's a lot of great stories over there you might want to check out. I encourage you to do so, including a pretty darn good one that our own Melissa Kay authored, worked really hard on with solar panels over at McMillan and everything. An 83-year-old woman became Howard University's oldest ever graduate when she walked across the stage to receive her doctoral degree in divinity.
Wow.
Mary Fowler, who previously earned a bachelor's degree and two master's degrees from the Maple Springs Baptist Bible College and Seminary, said she initially did not think she could make it with all the way to the graduation. Quote, it was never my thought that I would go beyond maybe one semester because, after all, I've been out of school since 1959. I didn't even know if I could retain information. Fowler exceeded her own expectations by earning her doctoral degree in 3 years.
Wow.
Quote,
good on her.
Yeah. I want to say this, that it is never too late, she said. I want everyone to realize that I'm 83, which means if I can do it, why not you?
Yeah, for sure.
She said her parents were a major inspiration in deciding to continue her education. My mom and dad were born in an era when it was illegal for them to learn to read or write. We taught my dad how to read and write, how to sign his name, so he wouldn't have to put an X.
Wow.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. It's also a good memory.
The fact that we have that in living memory.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. Is a little disturbing.
Yes, that's that exactly perfectly said, Melissa. The Howard University School of Divinity's hailed Fowler's milestone achievement. In addition, she joins the 156th commencement graduation class, which serves as the largest in Howard University's history, which is really saying something. That's a proud, long-standing university here in the States, and that's saying something. But we were kind of touching on this yesterday. We've mentioned it before at times. It isn't, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's, does the dog want to learn?
Mm-hmm.
If we want to learn, if we want to do something, we human beings have proven we can do it.
Yep.
Want to go to the moon? Let's do it. want to explore parts of the ocean we never even knew existed? Let's go ahead and do it. You know, if we got issues, we got problems, let's figure them out. Human beings are, I believe, the strongest thing in the universe, and the most capable, the most diverse, the most flexible, the most all of these different things. There's nothing like us that we know of in the whole universe that we know of.
Yet.
Use that little disclaimer there. I would love people to be remind this and find reminders of this, and not only in a political year like this, but when you hear people kind of pushing back and trying to get us to separate ourselves, trying to divide us.
Mm.
Remember, one, that we have more in common with each other than not.
Mm-hmm.
You have more in common with your neighbor than you do a politician.
For sure.
And that we are capable of great things. Yeah, you know, we have reminders every day of this negative and that negative, and we have war going on and political strife and all these different things. That noise is important. It's important to know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's just as important to have these palate cleansers, to have these moments of just release of, you know what? It's not as bad as it seems. It's not as bad as it could be. And I can help make it better.
And you can focus on the positives and the good. And that just makes your outlook on life so much more pleasant.
Mm-hmm. Like penguins. Focus on penguins. So it really goes a long way. Tell me. It really does. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's Melissa and James taking you through your morning here at WFHR.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Ah, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Port Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to market or follow the sign.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight.
We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
Quality Plus Printing brings you Wham! Incorporated. Empower your game with custom apparel and bring out the hero in you. Whenever you need team gear, have special events, and more. Wham Incorporated is there with super speed, located on 8th Street in Wisconsin Rapids, saving the day one order at a time.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know.
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matt and Air on Air with Jane Matt and Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 70 with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, right on through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday. Tonight is my birthday when I party like that.
It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we get to celebrate you and talk about our great friends over at El Cafe. Encourage you to visit them right now, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They encourage everyone to have a fantastic day. It is beautiful over there. They are open until 2 today. Head on over there. Enjoy some great food. They got a taco skillet breakfast special going on today.
Ooh, oh, that sounds good.
Some really good food. go ahead and check it out, everybody. Support local and support the people that support us. We appreciate you doing so and appreciate our friends over at El Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. We want them. Birthday Club is only going to be... It only works if you get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We appreciate That's you right. doing that. Send it to info@WFHR.com, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. And there is always smoke signals. Smoke signals
no.
are...
No. Call. Call 715-424-2600 and wish your birthday on air or anniversary, whatever you're celebrating.
It's probably a better idea to listen to Melissa. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Don't start fires right now.
Don't need it. Mm-mm. Probably the worst one I could have given. I could have said Morse code. I could have said a button. I don't know why.
Carrier pigeon. I mean, you had so many other options, James.
Anything would have been better than this.
All of them bad, but...
Go ahead and get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Love celebrating with you. First up, we need a 1 through 3 from you, Melissa.
Ooh, let's go with 3.
All right. Gives us that one. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Pam's sister, Sharon Faish.
Oh, happy birthday, Sharon.
Sharon.
You have a great name.
Yeah, she does. Sharon grew up in Wisconsin Rapids and lives in Little Chute now.
Ah.
I feel like I've been through Little Chute. I just don't remember. But I check that out. I know that area.
Isn't it near Chicago?
Yeah. It's somewhere down that way. Yeah. Sharon, we wish you a fantastic birthday, and thank you, Pam, for getting that to us.
Mm-hmm.
We want to wish a happy birthday to Nicole Schultz Weigel.
Nicole Schultz. Happy birthday, Nicole.
And Nikki's old high school friend, wishing her well. I don't know if she's still there or not, but I know she was working at our Portage County Humane Society for a while there, and I appreciate the work she was doing there.
Uh-huh.
We wish a happy 47th anniversary to David and Jerry Hafferman.
David and Jerry, happy anniversary.
47. Ooh, that's nice. Beautiful. Congratulations.
Well done. Keep it up.
Yeah, keep going, you two, and enjoy your anniversary. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifier today, Bella Force.
Oh, happy birthday, Bella.
Bella, you have an amazing name.
Yes, you do.
I am so jealous of your name. That is a cool...
Bella means beautiful. Mm-hmm. So she is a beautiful force in this world. I'll bet you anything.
Yeah, that is a great name. And you are our qualifier today. Thanks to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Appreciate you doing that. Keep them coming, everybody.
Mm-hmm. And I have to correct myself. Little Chute is not near Chicago. It's near Appleton.
Okay. Yeah.
Just north of Lake Winnebago.
Oh, okay. All right. Like towards Green Bay or on the way that way towards them.
Yep. Okay. Over that direction. All
right. Oh, very cool. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Rob Gronkowski is 35. Gronk, 35. Spent nine seasons with the New England Patriots, two with Tampa Bay, multiple Super Bowl winner and Hall of Famer. He gets a lot of he is the meathead. He is the kind of like they call the dumb jock in those things. And granted, he has kind of given, he's kind of leaned into this a little bit and kind of plays into it in commercials and those things. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you something. I have a hard time believing that he is as, quote, dumb as people think he is or says he is. You have maybe he is not as, doesn't word things the best way or doesn't isn't a great talker. Maybe he is not smart in certain areas. But that man's probably the greatest tight end we have ever seen. And you can't be an idiot doing football. The idea of the meathead jock has never made a lot of sense to me. Maybe in certain levels of school or whatever or anything. But in order to do any of these sports, nobody just runs out there and wings it. It takes practice. It takes research, understanding what defensive backs are going to play against you, studying footage of games. This is intelligence. This is just because it is not math problems and everything doesn't mean it is any less of intelligence. It's just a different level of intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Or a different area.
A different area. Yeah, is a better way to put it. Yeah. So I don't know. Incredible athlete. Dustin Lynch is 39, country singer, small town boy, Where It's At, and Cowboys and Angels. Mark Zuckerberg is 40.
Really?
Yeah.
40?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah, and you could tell because he's really trying hard to hang on to his youth. He's I saw a picture of him the other day and almost didn't recognize him. He looks more human than he's ever looked. But yeah. Facebook has done some good. Facebook has, done some things. If I'm being honest, the last time I got to talk to my papa and see my papa was through Facebook Messenger. And a lot of my relatives I still been able to keep in touch with. I've been able to keep in touch with students and so many other things because of Messenger. And it's nice to see some things on Facebook. Facebook has done some pretty darn good things around the world as far as different causes and different things that they have been able to bring attention to and awareness with Facebook groups and some of these things. And it's done some bad stuff, too. And to the bad stuff, Mark Zuckerberg has done very little until he has been in trouble and been in front of our government to, correct a lot of that stuff. And you got to take the good with the bad with these things. Some of the stuff that he created, not bad. How he created it, how he pivoted it, I think that's all noteworthy, too.
And it's worth looking into and knowing about.
And I say this all the time. I have never been comfortable telling other people what to do with their money. But the first thing it says, other than he started Facebook out of his dorm in 2004, is that his net worth is $164.2 billion. And I don't remember the last time I heard Mark Zuckerberg donating to any causes. Yeah, we just keep feeding this guy, and he doesn't do anything for the rest of the planet. And I'm sorry.
I mean, they have pledged to donate their wealth over the course of their lifetimes, but have we seen much of it?
Let's see you do something right now while we're living. Well, right now in real time when we could actually use it.
When it's really needed in this country.
This is, nobody gets that rich without people. Without customers. And therefore, I think you owe it to those customers to give back to the world.
He stepped on a few people to get where he is, too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. There's I don't know. He's one of those human beings where you got to cover all the bases here, and there's a lot of them to cover. Amber Tamblyn is 41, Charlie's long-lost sister on Two and a Half Men. She was in Joan of Arcadia. She is married to David Cross from Arrested Development. One of the cooler couples out there, I would think. Shanice is 51. Whoa, Shanice is older than Mark Zuckerberg. I Love Your Smile and some other hits she had. Sofia Coppola is 53. Fantastic director. Director of Lost in Translation, The Virgin Suicides. She's Francis Ford Coppola's daughter and Nicolas Cage's cousin.
Oh, okay.
She acted a little bit, and it really went bad. She was in Godfather 3, and it went really bad. People shredded her performance, and she really struggled for a while with that stuff. So she got behind the camera. Her father, one of the greatest directors of all time, Francis Ford Coppola, she had a love for film and had a love for filming. And thank God she followed through with that and didn't listen to the naysayers and everybody, because Lost in Translation, Virgin Suicides, two movies I may not watch again, but I am so thankful that I did watch. And so many of the other things she has done. She is a really great director, and she is also one of the people that has helped women get a seat at the table more when it comes to directing. She got directing, I'd say Virgin Suicides, Lost in Translation came out about 5-6 years before we saw a real push with female directors. The Greta Gerwigs and people and some of that. So it's good to see. Oh, the great, the amazing Kate Blanchett is 55.
Wow.
She is the Elf Queen, Gabriella, in Lord of the Rings and the Hobbit movies. She's got at least a good 1,000 movies that she has done that she's known for or really good at.
I might be overshooting there. Maybe a little bit.
She played Hela in Thor Ragnarok. And she is one of the greatest villain performances I'll ever see. She's so darn good at it. She's a great actor. Great actor.
I can't remember the title. Something about Benjamin Button.
Oh, yeah. The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Yeah, that was a really good movie.
Yeah. Great performance. Her and Anthony Hopkins made that movie. I mean, Brad Pitt was fine in it, but those two incredible performances.
And I really want to see Tar.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a... Melissa, it's a tough one, but it's a good one. It's a good one. The band that you hear right here... Tomorrow will come, and girl, I can't wait. It's our anniversary. That voice you hear right there is 58 today, Raphael Sadiq. One-third of Tony Tone. I love his singing. Great singer. Wonderful singer. I love singers that feel like they can play on every syllable. You know, I feel like some singers sing words, other singers sing syllables, like almost they break up the word. And I don't know. To me, that's just an art. I admire that. I think it's pretty
Adele
cool.
Adele does that very well.
Yeah. It's a good one. Yeah. CeCe DeVille is 62, Poison lead guitar player. Pick up that guitar and talk to me, CeCe. Talk Dirty to Me, Something to Believe In, Every Rose Has Its Thorn, Nothing But a Good Time. One of the songwriters for Poison, and I'd say easily the best member of that band. Really, like a darn good guitar player. Ian Atsby is 62, the Cult lead singer, Firewoman, She Sells Sanctuary. So many good songs from the Cult back in the day. Let's see here. And the one of my favorite top 20 actors of all time, Tim Roth, is 63. Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, Planet of the Apes, The Incredible Hulk, The Hateful Eight. Tim Roth also did a movie back in the day called Gridlocked with Tupac and Thady Newton. And it's just an awesome movie. Great movie. It's a tough movie, but it's a good one.
I couldn't make it through The Hateful Eight.
I don't blame you. I only did because I have a problem not finishing movies. But that's the only reason I finished it was because of that. It's probably one of the biggest movies I don't recommend. I don't necessarily. I came out of that movie. I'm like, why did I watch this? What did I gain from this movie?
You're never going to get those 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
back.
Yeah.
Two hours and 55 minutes.
It's so darn disappointing when I look at Quentin Tarantino and I think of him as one of the most disappointing people in Hollywood history for me. With the expectations that he had and what we were hoping for out of him. And certainly he's got to do his own thing. But you talk about people that I feel like whether he doesn't realize it probably, but changed the industry or fame or something like that changed. And you can see it in these movies where it's so much about him and what he wants. And really, honestly, I can't get over how he treats women in his movies. Like I go back and I watch them and I used to love watching. I watch Pulp Fiction more than many people, probably more than Quentin Tarantino, and Reservoir Dogs. I love those movies. But I go back and I watch them now and I'm like, why you gotta always put feet on the movie? Why, you know, some of the things that he does, like it doesn't. There's artistic interpretation. There's a director's vision. And then there's just kind of like, oh, I'm just going to keep doing the same old thing I've ever always done and not really try to evolve at all.
But also, you know, he gets such a stellar cast for a movie like The Hateful Eight, and you're still like,
That's what brings me to his movies, is those casts.
Samuel L. Jackson, Channing Tatum.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
it's a great cast.
Russell, Jennifer Jason Leigh.
Jennifer Jason Leigh is, so this is part of the reason why it's hard for me to watch it, because I love Jennifer Jason Leigh. I think she's an underrated actor that hasn't gotten enough opportunities. And here I go into that movie. Oh, she's the lead actor. Awesome. I love this. This should be great. And then all I do is see her beat up throughout the whole movie. And some really, really tacky, lame kind of ways. It's supposed to be a Western, and it feels more like a snuff film. And that's, I don't know, that just seems like more and more that's what his work is turning into. Tom Cochran is 71 today. Life is a highway.
Life is a highway.
Yeah. I don't know. That song, I don't feel, when it was at its peak, I don't know if there was a radio station. At any point when you turn your radio on, it wasn't on some station.
It's one of the, still hear it pretty often.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. David Byrne is 72, the legend David Byrne, Talking Heads lead singer, Burning Down the House, Road to Nowhere, And She Was, Wow Wow Life, Psycho Killer, Once in a Lifetime. So many great Talking Heads songs.
It's a good dancing path. Like him is so much fun.
Oh, God.
Watching him dance is fun, but trying to impersonate it is even more fun.
It's even more fun. If you ever do a Talking Head song in karaoke, you do have to try to dance like David Byrne. It is part of it. I love the suits, the big suits and everything.
Oh, yes.
Very
iconic look he had.
When this most recent tour the Talking Heads did, he did a great, one of the better promo videos I've ever seen. It's just him, and he walks out, and like it's still for a second, and there's a mirror. And then he walks out, and he's got the big suit on. And he's looking in the mirror, and he's like, huh, still fits. And then it's just the promo of the Talking Heads touring, and it's a great promo, great promo. Fantastic, amazing director. Robert Zemeckis is 72. Directed Forrest Gump, the Back to the Future trilogies, Romancing the Stone, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Castaway, The Polar Express, Welcome to Marwen, and the live-action Pinocchio. This is a day for directors, Melissa, as it turns out. We had Sofia Coppola earlier. We just had Robert Zemeckis, and George Lucas is 80 today.
Whoa.
Yeah. Indiana Jones, Star Wars legend. You don't have Star Wars without George Lucas.
Or Indiana Jones, probably.
Yeah. And that's a tough one for me to debate. Like, I just in my head, for some reason, I don't know why I do this, but if I had to choose, I could only have one, Indiana Jones or Star Wars. I don't know. I really don't know what I'd do on that one. That's tough. Star Wars universe is awesome. It's amazing. And I'm a nerd about it and everything. But man, Indiana Jones is one of the coolest people on the planet. Loved Indiana Jones. I impersonated Indiana Jones as a little kid more than like Han Solo or anything like that. So.
Well, I mean, it's a little more attainable versus, you know, space travel.
We named the dog Indy. Bobby Darin would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in 1936, passed away in 73. Splish Splash, Dream Lover, If I Were a Carpenter, Mac the Knife, one of the better versions of Mac the Knife.
Pearly Deer. Yeah, that's a good song.
And of course, Beyond the Sea, his legendary song, Beyond the Sea. That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club, but we want to wish a happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating. Thanks so much for being around and celebrating with us. A happy birthday to Pam's sister, Sharon.
Yeah, happy birthday, Sharon.
Say happy birthday to Nicole, and we say a happy 47th anniversary to David and Jerry Hafferman.
Oh, happy anniversary, you two, and congratulations, everybody. Enjoy your birthdays.
And happy birthday to our qualifier, Bella Force. Enjoy your day, Bella.
Yes, indeed. Get over to El Cafe and treat yourself today.
Yes, get on over there. 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll be back after our news break right here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want.
The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected? To what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a free mental health event tomorrow in Stevens Point. Together We Thrive will take place on May 15th from 4:30 to 8 at the Piffner Building. NAMI, Portage, and Wood Counties is partnering with Prevent Suicide Portage County for this free event. There will be free food, entertainment, resource tables, and other activities. It's open to anyone in Portage and Wood County communities, and all ages are welcome. You can help honor deceased veterans this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. On May 18th, Wisconsin Rapids Veterans Organizations will be placing American flags on the headstones of deceased veterans. They'll focus on three of the larger Wisconsin Rapids cemeteries. If you'd like to help out, they'll be meeting at the Forest Hill Mausoleum at 9:45 in the morning on Saturday. They plan to decorate over 3,300 graves at cemeteries in our area to honor our veterans. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pirates chipped away through nine innings to win 8-6. Pittsburgh's Brian Reynolds went 5-for-5 with a pair of singles, two doubles, and then connected on a home run.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Just had good self-talk in the box to myself and got some pitches to hit.
Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins suffering a hamstring injury running the bases. He's undergoing an MRI. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Rhys's injury, obviously he's got hamstring. We don't know anything more. I have an MRI in the morning. You know, to lose one of our leaders. We just got Yelly back. That's a big blow. Usually hamstrings are not better in a few days.
Elsewhere, the Cubs lost to the Braves in Atlanta. The final score 2-0. NBA, Thanasis Antetokounmpo underwent surgery to repair a torn Achilles he suffered during workouts last week in training. Doctors say the procedure went fine, but the 31-year-old expected to miss the upcoming season. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
The morning show on WFHR. It's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, executive producer Luke Mathers joins us at 10:33. In hour number two, what would a second Trump term mean for your health care? Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 70 with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms likely. tomorrow night right on through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday out there, everybody. Let's get into this one, Melissa. I like this one. Were you a part of senior pranks at all in your school?
No.
Hmm. Me neither. We didn't really do much of anything. I think we may have tried. We are going to try, and nothing ever ended up happening of it. I think the group before us and the group after did stuff. And we'd love to hear from you of your senior pranks. 715-424-2600. 424-2600. Call up, join the conversation, and let us know about your senior pranks. If you don't have time right now, you can call up later in the show if you'd like.
Yeah, or send us a message.
Yeah, and let us know what you think of this one. Security is so tight at schools across the country that it must make senior pranks a bit of a challenge these days, but apparently a bagpipe player isn't suspicious enough to get stopped at the door.
What?
Students at a high school in Illinois pulled a senior prank on the principal, Mr. Robinson, last week by hiring a bagpiper named Scott Whitman to follow him around. He serenaded Mr. Robinson through the halls for a full 60 minutes.
Oh my goodness, that's great.
I want to play a little of this here. And I've got video and some audio to go along with this, and I'm just going to play a little here of this. What I'm seeing here, if you look this up online and everything, the principal, younger guy, bopping around the school, and the bagpipe player follows him, and he's not just, like, he had to run to catch up to him a couple times. And the video also shows him going out to the parking lot to get something out of his car, and the bagpipe player followed him out there.
Oh, that's great.
That here's a little of the audio of this. Yep, that's what that principal had to listen to all morning, for an hour at least.
Isn't that the official song of Scotland? I don't remember what the name of it is.
It sounded like it, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's hilarious.
The students admitted that the bagpiper was their plan B after they initially tried to hire a mariachi band, but that was out of the price range. They couldn't afford that. That's there you go. There's an idea right there.
That's lovely.
Scott said that he's done a lot of funerals, weddings, and birthdays, but this was the first senior prank he's done. The students loved it and said it turned out even better than the mariachi band would have. Mr. Robinson was a good sport about it. He even praised the kids for coming up with something that was awesome and creative, and that
clever.
was not destructive to the school or that created a mess for the custodians to clean up.
Yeah, because oftentimes those senior pranks end up having to be cleaned up by the custodial staff.
Yeah, yeah. And nobody, I don't know, that's not a prank, that's just being mean. And it's not creative. Like, this is creative. I think part of the reason why we didn't pull off a prank is because, of you couldn't get us to agree on it, at an idea. But I think nobody could come up with something that was, like this, that wasn't destructive. I know that for our senior class, we were told that, hey, custodians, they got to clean these things up. And I think some years before that, there was somebody, released an animal in the school or something. I don't know if it was our school, but a school, and kind of created a bit of a, hey, no more these senior prank things for a little while there. But I don't know. It's a fun tradition if you do it right, but you got to get it right.
Right. Yes. You have to do it in a way that is not destructive, not putting anybody to having to do excessive amounts of work or destructive to property.
There, we got teachers that have to go out there and buy supplies for students. You don't need us to tell you that this, they're not putting money in schools. They're not putting money in education like they should be. The last thing we could do is add on to that and giving them a cleanup bill or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And big thank you to that principal and all those good principals out there who are in on the joke. Laugh at those things. We got Memorial Day coming up, and if you're planning a road trip for Memorial Day weekend, you should know that everyone is planning a road trip for Memorial Day weekend. AAA says that this Memorial Day weekend, 43.8 million Americans are expected to travel at least 50 miles.
That sounds about right.
It is up 4% from last year, and it's close to the all-time record of $44 million, which was set in 2005. 3.5 million people are expected to fly, which is up 5% from last year. And AAA says this Memorial Day will be the busiest at airports since 2005.
Wow.
If you're driving, they also release the best time to hit the road. Naturally, the busiest times are when you would also go. On Thursday and Friday, the best times to travel by car are before 11 a.m., while the times to avoid are between noon and 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Traffic should be lighter on Saturday, but Sunday and Monday will also be crazy. And again, the worst times are midday between 3 and 7.
Of course.
The best times are before 1 p.m. on Sunday or after 7 p.m. on Monday.
Okay.
AAA says drivers can expect similar gas prices as last year when the national average was roughly $3.57. Prices were up a little bit earlier this spring, but have steadied in recent weeks.
Mm-hmm. And they've dropped a little bit here in Wisconsin.
Yeah. I was watching an older movie the other day, and the gas was $1.75.
I remember when it hit $1.99 when I was in high school, and I was like, whoa,
yeah,
this is expensive. Little did I know.
I thankfully don't smoke cigarettes anymore, but the only thing that makes me feel better about gas prices is when I'm in the gas paying for it and I look up at the cigarettes and see how much a pack of cigarettes cost nowadays. Like, thank God. If I hadn't already quit smoking, that would have done it for me. Just seeing the price, just seeing that right away, boom, nicotine just leaves my system. Like, I don't know.
It's like exorcism.
Yeah. Oh. Like an exorcism. Like, you just stand there in front of the clerk. Oh, what happened right there?
Can you take that out with you, please? It's kind of smelly.
It's a little stinky. We're gonna air out the room. We'll come back and.
But the name of that song, Scotland the Brave.
Oh, I knew it was something the Brave. I didn't want to get Scotland it wrong, so I didn't take a chance. Nice, well done, Melissa. We'll be back with more fun coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
Ah, construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Ah, really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Port Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to market or follow the sign.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now.
800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together. In Worthington, Minnesota, it's worth a look.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the host of Civic Media's The Maggie Dawn Show, Maggie Dawn, and Bigfoot tracker and enthusiast, Mike Desitel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 70 this afternoon. The wind will be from the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy 70 with scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow night, right on through Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio.
Melissa and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your day. We're going to have some fun. Take it right up to the top of the hour. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with our friend Connie Hankey. She's going to join us from the Alexander House. Talk about this really great event that they got coming up.
Mm-hmm.
May 17th, Together Again. Really cool event we want to talk about with her. That's coming up. Plenty more in the 9 o'clock hour, getting some entertainment. And a little bit later in that hour, we're going to talk about America's most misunderstood sayings. It's a gnarly segment, everybody. It's a gnarly segment.
Gnarly.
Just pulled that one out. I don't know where that came from. Fashion is a roller coaster, and you can tell how old someone is by looking to see where they hopped off of that roller coaster. Like me.
Where they hopped off.
I'd say me, late 90s. I think it was around the late 90s. You look at me and like, oh, that late 90s. Yeah, definitely. There's something there. The latest buzz on social media says that Gen Z has officially killed ankle socks. They are gone. No more. To prove it, one TikToker says you can go to the gym and you'll see a ton of millennials wearing ankle socks, but no one under 30. Gen Z prefers crew socks, which go up a little further to mid-calf. So I have to say that I, for once, am cool.
You are cool.
I am cool, Melissa.
Because of where your socks land.
I am cool as the other side of the pillow. I am cool like James Dean. I have never, ever in my life liked ankle socks or wore ankle socks. I had one pair when I was a kid, and because of my big clown shoes for feet, they became toe socks. Every time I wore them, they just ride right up to my toes. Every single time. I swore that day, never again would I wear ankle socks, and I haven't since.
Well, you know, I think socks are... It's not really a fashion statement. It's what you prefer to wear. And there's a lot of different types of socks. I'm actually trying to look up the different names. Because what exactly is ankle socks? They're the ones that, no, that they come up to like past your ankle bone.
Okay, so those are ankle socks. That's the kind
you're
of
you're thinking of the no-show socks.
Okay, because what they're saying, like, because ankle socks go over the ankle, go over the
just
ankle,
just a little bit. Up,
yeah, yep. Yeah, yeah. And that's the kind of socks I like. Well, I guess wait a minute. You're right. I'm thinking of the one that just...
You're thinking of crew length.
Yes.
Which comes up to like mid-calf, roughly.
So I would... wow. I didn't expect to have to do this morning. I would like to humbly apologize to our listeners, our fantastic listeners that come to us for news and facts. And here I started off this segment by saying I'm cool. And, I'm really sorry, everybody, but it turns out I am not cool. I only pretty much wear ankle socks. I have a handful that go mid-calf, but I really apologize to our audience. I didn't mean to let you all down. I would never try to mislead you or anything like that. I just humbly apologize. So sorry.
It's okay, James. We can't all be cool.
Tell me about it.
I'm rarely cool, so it's fine. But the different types of socks, they got knee socks, you got ankle socks, you got no-show socks, you got crew socks. You got diabetic socks, quarter socks, compression socks, athletic socks, toe covers. You got yourself some toe covers, James?
Toe covers?
Toe covers. Boot socks, liner socks, glove socks, tube socks, fishnet socks, tab socks. Oh, I don't even know what those are.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Thermal socks.
Thermal socks, yeah.
So, you know, I prefer ankle socks, personally.
Yeah, yeah, same here.
Especially in the summertime, because I don't like them falling into my shoes, but I don't want them to go up my calves. I think ankle socks are the best.
They're the perfect length. Yeah, I'm with you.
Except in winter. Then I do like them to come up a little higher, because if my pants ride up, my legs get cold.
And guess what, everybody? In a couple of years, Melissa and I will be cool.
We'll be cool again.
They'll come around. They'll come around again and everything. It's
fashion
all you got to do.
It's not a roller coaster. It's a merry-go-round.
There you go. That's the one. That's the ride. If you're going to compare it to a ride, that's it. Just stay on the merry-go-round, everybody. Eventually, that fashion will
come
back.
You'll be cool again.
Yep. I just got done on the Sunrise Show talking about Lainey Wilson and how she has made bell bottoms a big part of her look. Mm-hmm. And that was something that was her and her manager kind of like came up with, and she came up with, but her manager really helped her solidify. She was when she was first starting out, just early days of touring. Nobody knows who she is. She and her manager go to this country music like Hall of Fame kind of place, not in Nashville, but another area. And mm-hmm. they're checking it out, and they're enjoying it. And they have this great picture of silhouettes of great country stars. And it's just their silhouettes. And she's noticing how she can tell each individual. There's no name, but you can tell just from their silhouette who they are. And she's like, well, how would I look? What would mine look like?
What would stand out?
Bell bottoms, big hat. And sure enough, yeah, that she stands out.
And
not only is
her signature look.
Yeah, she's incredibly talented, but she's found this look that works for her too. Mm-hmm. Bell bottoms and a big old hat, that's a 70s look. Like that's that's something completely. My mom wore. So it all comes back. Speaking of feeling old, there's yet another thread online where people are sharing the subtle moments when they think, I'm old now. And here are some of them. I started thinking. I have an app for identifying bird calls.
Oh,
That's a good one. Actually, I think that's
actually,
cool.
Actually, I wouldn't mind having one of those. Yeah. Does that make me old?
I started sympathizing with the parents in teen movies. Yes, I hate unnecessary noise. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't think that makes us old.
I'm always tired. That's a good one. I'm always tired. Yeah, yeah. I was chatting with someone and they compared me to their mother. There's another one.
Okay.
I consider 9 o'clock a reasonable time to say, well, it's about time for me to hit the hay.
9 o'clock? That seems late.
I had no idea who most of these celebrities mentioned on social media are. I don't know who these people are.
That's me my entire life, so I guess I've always been old.
I had 2 doctor appointments in 1 day.
Heck, if I can get them both in 1 day, that's a score.
Yeah, yeah. Heck, if you can get to a doctor. Younger coworkers call my clothes I used to wear in high school vintage. that's rough. Yeah.
Again, fashion. Mm-hmm. Merry-go-round.
I say, when I was your age, unironically.
Unironically. When I was your age. Actually, I have said that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah, that is pretty good. Let's see here. Employees are using AI bots to snag spots on vacation calendars. I didn't think this one was a very good one, Melissa.
What?
Didn't I? Yeah. Using bots to snag open slots on your company's vacation calendar is a new trend, and it's become a problem at Amazon warehouses. Amazon employees have 2 types of unpaid vacation time that they can take off, and this is kind of interfering with it. This voluntary time off and this VTO, where your boss decides they don't need as many people working. These bots are able to, cover some of or do this for you while it's also getting in trouble. I don't know. Yeah, it's a weird story. And honestly, I would like to do a little bit more research on it before diving too deep into it. But it is Amazon sends out alerts right after new VTO becomes available, and that is voluntary time off. But people say the slots are always gone now, even if you try to claim one, and it's because other employees are using bots to snag them up in less than a second.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not clear what Amazon plans to do to address the problem. They say employees know that they're not allowed to do it, and there are already safeguards in place to track when bots are being used. But I don't
know. So what, they get in trouble because they used a bot to get the vacation, so then they don't get the vacation
It doesn't seem like there's a real win in this situation. And it seems like one of those things, too, where was the way we were doing this that bad? Like, how we take time off to begin with, how we do these things.
Well, and there should be, you should be able to get time. Amazon is such a big, giant company that their employees can't get time off.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. One of the things that I don't quite understand about that that business or the way they're running that business is you could have more money than Solomon, and you can't figure out how to pay your employees right or how to take care of, like, there's so many people are going into that industry too and working for Amazon. To your point, Melissa, how can you not have enough? How can you're not be able to schedule this right? Or schedule it so your drivers don't have to, you know, go to the bathroom in a bottle or something like that. I mean, there's some pretty basic things here any good business can do, if you ask me. Especially, again, when everybody, in the time that we have been doing this segment, Amazon has made millions.
Oh, probably more than that.
So I there's no excuse here. Was that a symbol?
That was Kevin's food falling into his dish.
Like, when did you start playing drums? That'd be fantastic. That's something we could add to the morning show, Melissa, because you don't have enough on your plate. I want a rim shot. Anytime I tell a good joke, ba-ding, there's a nice rim shot. But it's only good if it's live. It's real, real live sound and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We have got some great guests joining us in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to Gretchen Powers from Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. We're also going to talk to Connie Henke from Alexander House. We've got a bunch of great stuff going on in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to have some fun. Yep. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media.